This coming Saturday is Earth Day.
Earth Day is a very special day to the human race. Every day should be Earth Day.
That's 10-year-old Rocco Romeri from Ann Arbor. He was attending a day camp at the Leslie Science and Nature Center, where Ann Arbor's Earth Day Festival is taking place this coming Sunday. The theme of this year's event is Make Every Day Earth Day.
Imagine if there's no Earth Day. All factories you see, it would ruin the human race. It would make temperatures higher, more animals to go extinct. The worst thing part about it is bees have a likely chance to get extinct, so we won't have any more pollen, so no more plants will be available to us, so we have to worry about that. So I want to say that Earth Day is a very special day to the human race. Yeah, every day should be Earth Day.
I visited the Leslie Science and Nature Center recently and spoke to a number of kid campers about the importance of Earth Day. Ryan Lorenz from Ann Arbor says he feels strongly about the environment.
Some people, and it's happening every day, are cutting down things and making it harder for animals to live in the environment. And if this keeps happening, then sometime, like, practically everything will become extinct. So if we keep Earth Day going, then the environment will become better and less things will get extinct and things.
Are you sure you're 10?
Eight.
He's 8 years old. Mackenzie Maxwell is a program manager at the Leslie Science and Nature Center. She says a coalition of local environmental nonprofits and agencies work together to put on Ann Arbor's official Earth Day Festival, which is happening this coming Sunday, April 23rd.
The Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum will be here with their wind exhibits outside. We'll have nature hikes out on the trails. We'll have a all-species parade at 2 p.m. The all-species parade is definitely one of my favorite parts of the festival, so anyone can come dressed up as their favorite flora or fauna, so plant or animal or anything. And then at 2 p.m. we'll meet at the welcome tent, and then we'll parade throughout the site, and we have musical instruments and some feather boas and things like that if people forget to dress up. But typically we'll have people will dress up and bring their own costumes to the festival, so it's pretty neat.
Maxwell adds Earth Day means a variety of environmental topics will be addressed in the Ann Arbor Earth Day Festival, which is taking place from noon until 4 p.m.
Project Grow will have some information on worm composting, and then actually Citizens Climate Lobby will be here and we'll be talking a little bit about putting a tax on carbon.
Earth Day was first created in 1970 as an annual event to celebrate the planet's environment and raise public awareness about pollution. That led to support for the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and contributed to the passage of the Clean Air Act and the Water Quality Improvement Act, now threatened by the current presidential administration. No matter what happens in Washington, the Earth seems safe in the hands of children like 7-year-old Adam Richmond of Ann Arbor.
It's not good for people to, like, later cut down trees because it's bad for the animals and, like, when people litter by the beach, like, they should put it in their pocket until they find, like, a trash can, or if there's a trash can around, should put it in there or a recycling bin.
Maxwell says the point of Ann Arbor's Earth Day Festival is to help educate everyone on what's going on in Washtenaw County and get involved. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.